The grueling APSA Cape Epic. I mean, this epic is underway. They don't call it an epic for no reason. It is really epic. And it's the ultimate mountain bike race that separates real hardcore riders from those weekend warriors, you know. Now, joining us for an update on the action, you've got Jeff Aliff. Now, Jeff Aliff is a bit of a veteran when it comes to all types of sports. He still looks fitter than an 18-year-old. He was there last night as the teams raced the clock to make the cutoff, which brings stage one to an end. So, Jeff, a very good morning to you, sir. What can you tell us about what's happened in the Cape Epic thus far?
Very good morning, Kino. Yeah, it's just been an amazing start as always. The prologue, perfect conditions for the prologue on Table Mountain. A little cooler than was expected, but all the teams getting the job done. The two favorites, the Scott-SRAM team, Nino Schurter, multiple world champion. Anyone who rides a motorbike or a mountain bike will know the name Nino Schurter, setting the fastest time with his partner, Lars Forster. And, of course, Annika Langvall from Denmark, the multiple ladies champion and also many-time world champion, the fastest in the ladies. Yesterday, that was pretty much the reflection on day one. It was Scott-SRAM mountain bike racing, Nino Schurter and Lars Forster taking the win. And the interesting thing is they put a big gap already after one stage of the Cannondale Factory Racing's Manny Fumic and Enrique Abanchini. And then in third place overall was the Investec team of Yaroslav Kulhavi, Investec Songo Specialized, and his partner Sam Gaze. The ladies' race, Kino, is also shaping up to be pretty exciting this year. It was Annika Langvall, Investec Songo Specialized, and Anna van der Breggen, her new partner from the Netherlands, that have put a big gap already, just over 5 minutes, on Crossspur Racing's Ariane Luthi and her new partner Maya Wozloska of Poland. And then Candice Lille, the first South African lady, in third place with her partner Adelaide Morath. And then just very quickly, the first South African team, the African men's jersey, Alan Hatherley and Matt Beers.
So just a quick one, because we know coming up stage two, 90Ks from Hermanus to Oak Valley Wines. We'll definitely get a wrap-up of that one. But how are the celebs doing? I know Brayton Paulser's tackling his second epic.
Yeah, Brayton's tackling his second epic. The first epic, Brayton said to us, he was so traumatized. He said he gave up mountain biking for years and years afterwards. And he said he just wasn't ready to go back. But Brayton is now riding for a cancer foundation. So he said he's got a good motivation. And he's trained a lot harder this year and he's smiling. I mean, I was out on the course running with Brayton yesterday, just shooting some stuff. And he's looking really, really happy. Big Marius Herter's out there as well. Marius Herter snapped something on the chain about after 15 Ks or something from the finish, and he was pulled into the finish, but he's still there. So, they're looking good.
Jeff, thank you very much for that update. That's Jeff Aliff, who's a sports presenter. It is 6.